This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another session of Ramadan therapy. This is dua number 3, walillahi alhamd. Allahumma barik lana fi Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in our month of Ramadan and make us from those who are accepted in it and that our deeds are accepted by Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us enter the month of Ramadan seeking something from Allah azza wa jal. There's something that we need. It is the greatest aim, according to the great imams, that we are seeking the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it's also to bring about positive changes in our life. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Perhaps by enduring patiently the trials in the month of Ramadan, we can come to a sense of greater consciousness and acceptance of the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what it is that we can do about it in our life. And one of the things that Allah has equipped us with is the power of dua, the ability to invoke Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek His blessings. Many times, of course, we don't know what to ask for, and we're asking for things that are not good for us. And therefore, one of the great secrets in our way of asking for what is actually truly best for us is to consider the needs of others, to consider our love for others as being something that is a pretext for earning the love of Allah, and that Allah grants us what we seek of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is none who deserves of greater love from those who walk the earth than our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, surely it is God, Allah the Almighty, who begins by sending His mercies upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, His rahmah, wa malaikatahu. And it is invoked as a right of the Prophet ﷺ that the angels in their totality send their benedictions and greetings, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send His mercy upon our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O ye who have come to faith, may Allah make you and I of them. Sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our prayers for him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a mercy upon him and reflect it back into my life, into your life, into khayr. This is a very important concept, that when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selflessly for another individual, another human being, that Allah blesses their life, changes their condition, makes them from those who are fortunate, then in fact Allah sends an angel who also answers that dua by saying, Ameen, and to you as well, that which you have asked for your brother or for your sister. Now consider that if you're making that dua for someone who is more blessed than you, then what you've asked of them cascades greater into greater meaning and into greater effect in your life. And no one was nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore I want to today make our dua number 3. After Ayat al-Kursi, after the 2 verses of Surah al-Baqarah, the greatest powerful verses in the Quran, that we come to our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sending our benedictions, our salawat, our durood upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala nabiyyina Muhammadin fil awalina wal akhirin. O Allah, we send our blessings upon our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asking you to send your mercy and peace upon him from the first to the last, and to mention him in the highest levels with you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you fulfill this salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, you are not just doing something extra, you're doing a bare minimum. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the authentic hadith, and he joins it with the month of Ramadan. He says, when he heard Jibreel make 3 du'a, Allah, Jibreel alayhi salam made a du'a, the one who enters the month of Ramadan, من أدرك رمضان ولم يغفر له, and doesn't earn your forgiveness, O Allah, فأبعده الله, they have been cut off from the mercy of God. And the Prophet said, Ameen, sanctified that dua. Then Jibreel made another dua and he said, ومن ذكرت عنده يا رسول الله, the one who hears your name mentioned, O Messenger of Allah, صلى الله عليه وسلم, ولم يصلي عليك, and doesn't send his blessings, benedictions, and prayers of peace for you, May they be cut off from the mercy of Allah. And the Prophet said, Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah protect us of this. And therefore Ramadan and the salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are linked together in the words of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A man by the name of Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu arda, the great and the elite of the Sahaba, one of the great reciters of the Quran. He's in our chain of narration in the Mus'haf, as well as in our oral transmission. So if you were to open the Qur'an and you were to look at the very final pages, you will find that his name would be mentioned there, radiallahu anhu, that this Qur'an is with the riwayah, and it mentions, who are they? It mentions أبي بن كعب رضي الله عنه، عثمان بن عفان، علي بن أبي طالب، وزيد بن ثابت رضي الله عنهم وأرضاهم. So consider that. This is who this man is. He comes to the Prophet and he says, O Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, I often supplicate. And when I supplicate, I devote some of my supplication to you, asking Allah to bless you, O Messenger of Allah. Is this something praiseworthy? And the Prophet said, yes. And if you were to increase it, it's good. He said, I'm going to do a quarter of my supplication for you, O Messenger of Allah. The Prophet said, this is blessed, but if you increase it, it's good. He said, half, O Messenger of Allah. Prophet said, this is good, but if you increase it, it's even better. He said, two-thirds out of every three dua, two of them for you, O Messenger of Allah. The Prophet said, if you increase it, it's even better. He said, O Messenger of Allah, I will no longer ask about something for myself. Although I have a need, I'm not going to ask for it. I'm not going to say what I want. I know Allah knows what's in my heart and what I need, but I'm going to make my salah out of love and devotion for you, O Messenger of Allah, that I ask Allah to send His peace and blessings be upon you. And he said, I will dedicate all of my supplication, its entirety, towards you, O Messenger of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ then said, إِذَنْ كُفِيتَ هَمَّكَ. Then whatever it is that has been troubling you will be sufficed, and whatever need that you have will be fulfilled. وَغُفِرَ لَكَ ذَنْبَكَ. And your sins will be forgiven. This is narrated by Imam Ahmad and many others. It's an authentic hadith of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. There's an article that I translated. It's a summary of a book called Jala'ul Afham by Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, 39 Blessings of Sending Benedictions Upon the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. You can Google it and you'll find it, inshallah. But it's also on my Facebook page in the notes section. But here's what I want you to do. I'm going to summarize a few of these numerous blessings. First of them, you are responding to the order of Allah. Allah orders it. Inna Allahu malaikatahu. Allah and His angels, Allah sends His blessings upon the Prophet ﷺ and His peace. The angels ask for it. O ye who believe, be like the angels and ask for that, for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you're following the order of Allah. You're responding to the order of Allah. You're acting in the conduct that the angels act upon. You are attaining 10 blessings. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Man salla alayya marra, sallallahu alaihi bi ashra." The one who sends benedictions upon me once, they will receive 10 in reward. The Prophet ﷺ said, "The one who sends blessings upon me, rafa'ahu Allahu 10 darajat. They will be elevated by Allah 10 levels in this dunya and in the Jannah. وحط عنه عشر خطايات, 10 sins will be forgiven, وقيد له عشر حسنات, and 10 good deeds will be written in their record. The Prophet ﷺ said that the dua that does not have a dua for him mentioning him in it ﷺ is bereft of blessing. It's something that's missing something. And therefore the thing that raises your dua to Allah is to raise the dua of one who's always answered, Muhammad ﷺ. It is also a means to receive the intercession and shafa'ah of the Prophet ﷺ on the Day of Judgment. And this is something that we seek. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma razuqna shafa'ata. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the shafa'ah of the Prophet ﷺ when others seek it. It's also a means of one's sins being forgiven, as we heard the hadith of Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu arda. It's a means of having your worldly needs that you know of and that you are not yet knowing of fulfilled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on account of you seeking to fulfill your love for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is also called qada'ul haja. It is something that fulfills your needs that are internal, external of you, and the needs of those who are in love with you and by you. It is a means of receiving the Prophet's blessings sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the angels likewise, that they return your salam. And whenever you give salam, it is returned. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in authentic hadith that you will never make salam irrespective of where you are. Here I am in Perth, Australia. When I send a salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raddallahu alayhi ruhi, raddallahu alayhi ruhi, the Prophet ﷺ says that Allah returns to me my soul in a capacity that is fitting of Him ﷺ, and I convey the return back to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comfort us with the prayers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment in our shafa'ah, and may the means of our salawat upon him be reason of this. Some of the added blessings is that it is an extermination of poverty. It allows you to fulfill the needs that you need in your worldly sense, your food and your hunger. And it's something that gives you strength in your body. It will be light for us on as-sirat al-mustaqim. So many blessings in the salawat upon the Prophet ﷺ. Make it your daily dua This is our daily dua number 3, a Ramadan therapy. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka Hamidum Majid. That is the most complete salah upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.